While the extension movement restriction order is a much-needed measure to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and may be an inconvenience to most of us more fortunate Malaysians that have a roof over our heads and access to a more or less constant supply of groceries at the supermarket, we often forget that it may not be the same for everyone. In fact, this period of staying at home may mean that underprivileged families would not get any food at all to eat, and frontliners who are doing their part and working round the clock without getting a moment's rest while we are staying at the comfort of our home safely. Not to mention entrepreneurs, small businesses that will surely be affected by the drop in customers. This is the current harsh reality faced by many Malaysian hawkers, small business entrepreneurs, that have had to close their businesses temporarily. Local food trucks are suffering the same fate. Such businesses include the likes of food trucks, which depend heavily from foot traffic to gain most of their business. As you can imagine, to prevent the spread of COVID-19, having less people on the streets and food outlets told to operate within restricted hours, some of KL's most popular food trucks, such as Curbside Cantina and Cowboys Food Truck, have been struggling to keep the lights on. Their struggle caught the attention of a canned coffee company appealing to the public for help during this dire time. Netizens in Malaysia shared their plight across social media and, unbelievably, caught the attention of one of the most popular coffee companies, Wanda Coffee. The company supported by buying packets of food and having them delivered to low-income families and frontliners, enlisting the help of these three local food trucks, Wanda Coffee decided to take it upon themselves to buy over 2,200 meals from both food trucks, and have them delivered along with Wanda Coffee Booster to underprivileged families and frontline workers, throughout the period of 6th to the 12th of April. The company hopes to be able to address the needs of these communities by fulfilling two missions in one go through local food entrepreneurs to keep their businesses going, while also reaching out to frontliners and individuals who are in need. So far, they've already managed to deliver the meals to low-income families living in the Kota Damansara low-cost flats, as well as frontline workers at Hospital Shah Alam and Hospital Tengku Ampuan Rahimah Klang, and will extend to some outstation locations too. As you can imagine, these free meals were warmly welcomed by those who received them, while also giving both food trucks a much-needed hand during these trying times. Every little bit helps, and as Malaysians, kita jaga kita. So to Wanda Coffee, we want to salute you for showing support to small businesses in need, and keeping frontliners as well as underprivileged families fed during these bleak times. Also read, kind machines buy and distribute food to over 100 Bangladeshi workers struggling during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.